Good morning, and welcome to Home Church Podcast. My name is Michael Metzger, and I'm so thankful that you've decided to join us this morning. While we're catching up on announcements, feel free to get your favorite drink, maybe grab yourselves a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, and make yourselves comfortable. Just a friendly reminder that our church offices are going to be closed until the end of April due to the coronavirus. We've been so blessed here at Home Church with individuals who are reaching out to help during this time. Nancy Winders has graciously made masks and is offering them to anyone who needs them. If you're interested or would like more information, please contact Jeannie Adams. In addition, Marcia and Dick Cromie would like to help out anybody who calls Home Church their own. Anybody who's a part of this church family that needs assistance with food or meals. And again, we would ask that you would contact Jeannie Adams to make arrangements. Now, we've got some exciting news to share. We now have a brand new Home Church YouTube channel. If you missed it, Pastor Carlos's study from Wednesday night and the video from Good Friday are both available now on our new YouTube channel. Pastor Carlos will be posting a new pastor study video next Wednesday, April the 29th. We'll give you more information on that next Sunday as well. In the meantime, please head over to the new channel on YouTube. Be sure to like the videos, subscribe to our channel, and even click the notification bell so that you don't miss out on any of our videos. Just search for Home Church NV. We'll also be sending out the link in an email, and we'll be sure to post it on our Facebook page. And just when you think that things can't get any better, this coming Wednesday, April 22nd, we've got a special treat for the kids. If you have children, grandchildren, nieces, or nephews, be on the lookout. Our Sunday school teachers are working with Pastor Carlos to put together something very special for our kids. Be sure to check your email for more details as the time gets closer. As we move into a time of giving and worship, we want to thank you for continuing to remain faithful in your tithes and offerings. Please continue to give online or mail your checks in. If you don't have internet access or a checkbook, please reach out to myself, one of my fellow board members, or a member of our wonderful staff. We want to make arrangements to make sure that your tithe is received. We want for you to continue honoring God by supporting his work here at Home Church. Now, if I can ask, please bow your heads with me and let's pray. Heavenly Father, you are worthy of all the praise and all the glory, Lord. We thank you for the outward display of faith from this church family as we continue to bring you our best, our first fruits, Lord. And Lord God, I ask for your favor. I pray for your blessing over these tithes today. Take these offerings. Use them in ways that we can't even imagine to grow your kingdom, Father God. And Lord, I just lift my brother Josh up to you right now as he is preparing to lead us in a time of worship. Lord God, your church is not this building, but each and every one of us who are on this podcast, each and every one of us who are part of this church body, who are blessed to be doing your work. Father, I ask that you make your presence known in each and every house this morning. Let the Spirit fill us during this time of worship. Be with our pastor today as he delivers the message that you put on his heart, Lord God. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you speak through Pastor Carlos. Let your message be received with a sense of eagerness and excitement. Let it stir us to make a change, to make a difference, to show others a Christ-like love. When people look at us, Father God, let them see you. I pray this in your glorious name. Amen. Thank you.
Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. And everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, and the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save.
Took the keys of hell and said, no more are you going to destroy lives, no more are you going to bring us down. But we are set free by the blood and by the power of Jesus. All it requires is for us to say yes. Yes to Jesus. Are you ready to say yes this morning?
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
Tell me yes this morning.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
Here we go. No matter where you are, clap your hands with me there. Yeah. Lord, you sorrows. Now I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Yeah. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. To acknowledge you, to worship you, to proclaim you as King, Lord of Lords. We ask God for your blessing upon your word, upon this service today. May you have your way in our hearts, Lord, as your word goes forth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, good morning, church. Welcome to Home Church of the Nazarene podcast. We are so glad to have you this morning. I want to thank our staff and our brother Josh this morning for leading us into worship. Thank you so very much. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome. We're glad to have you, and I hope that the Lord minister to you this morning. So today we're going to start a series that's going to cover just a couple weeks. And I've titled the series, Remembering to Forgive During COVID. Remembering to forgive during COVID. And there are three words we're going to be looking at. And you could write these down right now. So I'd encourage you to get a pen, a piece of paper, maybe your notebook, iPad, even your phone, and just write these three words down that we'll be going into a little later. The first word is actions, attributes, and acknowledge. actions, attributes, and acknowledge. God has been, Spirit of the Lord has been kind of speaking to me regarding this topic lately. For many different reasons, but the one that stands out the most is, I'm just going to say one word: quarantine. If your home is anything like my house, when you put a few people together in the same place for quite some time, people start getting on each other's nerves, if you know what I'm talking about. And so we'll go into that a little deeper next week. But the Bible is full of stories that give us examples that relate to forgiveness. And I think it's important to talk about, especially during a time like this. Eventually in your life and in my life, we're going to need to experience forgiveness and also extend forgiveness. There's going to come a time, a day, when you're going to need to forgive, right? And there's going to come a day where you will need to be forgiven. I can feel it right now. I don't know why, but I should have got a few more amens on that one. I know we're in an empty building right now, but I should have got a few more. I'm going to say it again. Maybe my microphone wasn't on. Luke, can you turn me up? Testing. Mic check. Testing. Church, can you hear me? There's going to come a day where you're going to need to receive forgiveness, right? And that's going to be a beautiful day, a beautiful time. Yes, I need forgiveness. Will you forgive me? But there also will come a day where you'll be the one to need to extend forgiveness. And that's important to understand, how to receive and how to extend forgiveness. Because the Bible is crystal clear, if you don't learn how to forgive others, God cannot forgive you. Somebody say forgiveness. Forgiveness. Somebody say forgiveness. Come on, I know you're at home, but say it with me. Forgiveness. It does not matter who we are. We all need forgiveness. I know we're sitting at home right now. We got our PJs on or our Sunday best on, and we're looking as beautiful as can be. Right? We got our holy smile on. Maybe we got a coffee in our hand like Brother Mike was talking about. We got our tea. We're worshiping Jesus, swaying from side to side with Josh, listening to the music, and everything is beautiful. You know, we got our Bible sitting on our lap, and we got a cross hanging around our neck that's bigger than the one that Jesus died on. And yes, we're quoting scriptures, but let me remind you, yes, we all need forgiveness. So this morning, I want to talk about different parts, different ingredients. And I use that word because I've been cooking in the kitchen a little more with my wife lately. And we've been cooking together. And husbands, let me just say, it's a good thing to do that. But let me caution you. How do I say this? If you're going to do it, just listen. Okay? Just do what you're told in the kitchen. And there's knives and a lot of sharp objects in there. So I warn you. You can't say I didn't warn you. Just listen. But there are different ingredients that come with forgiveness. And so I want to go to 1 John. Let's all go to 1 John. 1 John. And the apostle writes right here as a senior believer, a seasoned man of God, if you know what I'm talking about. He's writing to some younger saints, some people who aren't as seasoned. And he's given them some advice. He's given them some instruction because there's some problems theologically right now in this time that has crept into the church, and it's his goal to bring them some wisdom, some clarity, some direction, And his prayer is that the saints won't be deceived, okay? And so he doesn't want them to be deceived. So John also deals with forgiveness. And I want to say, if we don't know how to, if we don't understand how to apply and accept forgiveness, what will end up happening, we will ride this roller coaster of guilt and shame in our lives. Write that word down. I didn't have this in my notes, but write that too. Apply and accept. Apply and accept. This is very important. Apply and accept. And I'm going to say that again. If we don't know how to apply and accept forgiveness, again, what will end up happening is we will ride this roller coaster in life of shame. And if we don't know how to experience the forgiveness of God, the devil will use the failures of our past to make us feel guilty. And that guilt will drive you and I to further sin and wrongdoing. Wrong behavior. And so, some of the things that we do, some of our behaviors are driven by trying to drown out our guilt. No? Am I the only one? Some of the things that we do in life to try to forget the guilt we feel, that our conscience has about the wrong things we have done. But how many of you know you can't drink away your conscience? How many of you know you can't drug away your conscience? You can't gossip away your conscience? You can't scream and shout and curse away your conscience? Your conscience can only be dealt with by experiencing the forgiveness of God. That's the only way. Because when you experience the forgiveness of God, the glory of God's forgiveness in your very soul, and how he washes our sins, and when you understand he has wiped your slate clean, you will no longer try to drown out the guilt of your past, because you know God has forgiven you. I wish I had somebody in this church to say amen. Amen. That's an amazing thing. That's a beautiful thing. So with saying that, I would like to preach a little differently today than I normally do. And really, please allow me to tweak the way I do this. It's just a small tweak, because I normally go down the scripture, right? We all do. I mean, that's just normal. That's a normal thing to do. But today we're going to read the scripture like normal, but we're going to work our way up. Okay, so when I was reading this, I hit the last part of the verse, and I'm like, all of a sudden I just started getting some ideas, and so then I worked my way up. It's kind of weird. I don't know. It's the way God created me, I guess, sometimes. So if you're okay with that, let's do that today. So I want to go backwards. So number one of the ingredients of forgiveness is none other than God's actions. And so I hope you already wrote that down. God's actions. I want to start with this one, because when you talk about forgiveness, you can't help to think what Christ has done. Right? Forgiveness. When I think of forgiveness, I think of what Christ has done for me. He loved me first. He forgave me first. He is forgiveness. And so let's go ahead and read out of 1 John. Oh, and I apologize, church. Chapter 1, verse 9. 1 John, chapter 1, verse 9. If you want to turn with me, I'll give you a little bit of time here. Man, God is so good. Amen. Okay. All right, church, so I know you're at home, but again, you got to help me out. Give me an amen if you're ready. Some of you didn't say it. I know you didn't say it. Say amen if you're ready. Give me an amen. Amen. All right, so here we go. So verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I love this. God is going to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We need God's mercy because we got two different things here. We got our sins and we have our unrighteousness. Okay, and so for the newer believer, for someone who's new to the faith, why does God need to forgive us? Because we have sinned, right? We have sinned. There was original sin and personal sin. Original sin is when Adam and Eve were in the garden and they disobeyed God. And then now that sin carries on. It's a curse that's been passed down from generation to generation. And now we have that sin. And so God needs to forgive us because we have sinned. Sin is missing the mark. God has set a standard. And as humans, we don't meet that standard. On our own, we don't. And God will address our sin. Matter of fact, this morning, he's going to address our sins this morning. Because we have sinned. And I love this because he's going to forgive us of our sins. And notice it's with an S at the end, sins. It's plural. It's sins. It's not just one sin. Sins with an S. I have sinned and I need forgiveness. I have sinned. You ever met somebody who, and if you haven't, you will, they've never sinned? And it's not like they will say that, but when you tell them, or kind of maybe you're kind of going through some things, and you tell them how what's going on in your life, you can just feel it by the way they look at you or talk to you, and they've never sinned. I can't wait to get to that place. But it's a scary place when you think you have arrived. Let me be the first one to admit I've been there and done that. One thing I've realized as a Christian on this walk, on this journey, the closer I get to Jesus, the more I realize how dirty I really am. The closer I get to God, the more I realize how much more I need him. Because soon as we finally think we got ourselves together, we got our Sunday best on, right? And that's okay to have your Sunday best on. We feel like we've straightened out our lives and we're walking the straight and narrow. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit is going to say, And for you believers out there who've been serving the Lord a long time, you know exactly what I'm talking about right here. You're walking along and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit says, but your thought life. What about your thought life? And we're like, oh, man. Yeah. Yep. Okay. If we're honest. So we're working on our thought life. And we feel like we've conquered the world because now we're looking at the right things, thinking the right things, and our eyes are looking straight ahead. Amen? And then the Holy Spirit says, but those words that keep coming out of your mouth. That gossip, Carlos. That you keep engaging in. How many of you know unforgiveness finds friends real quick? Those cuss words that we keep letting flow out of our mouth as if it was part of the English dictionary, right? If it was part of the English vocabulary, those descriptive terms that we use to describe the feelings toward a situation. God said sins. It's sins with an S. Somebody say sins. Sins. So then we got our thought life straight because we're watching things we're not watching things we shouldn't be watching anymore, and our wording's getting a little better. Our eyes are fixed on Jesus. Then the Holy Spirit says, but the, Carlos, and you put your name right there, okay? You put your name in there. What about those things you listen to? Sins. What about those things you've been listening to? So if we're honest, yes, okay, those things I've been listening to. All right. And so now our thought life is getting better, our wording is getting better, our eyes are fixed on Jesus, our ears are tuned into the Spirit, and we say, yes, I'm there. Yes, and we don't say that, but we act like it, right? Actions speak louder than words. And sometimes the church, the building, is the worst place for a new person to come because they feel like, man, everyone's looking down on me. And we don't say it. We have arrived. We don't say those words, but oh my gosh, have I acted like that? And we say, yes, I've arrived. And the Holy Spirit says, no. You got something in your heart that's not right. Oh my God. You got something in your heart that's not right. You got some things that have been living in your heart, some bitterness, some anger, Carlos. You think you got it all together because you don't do all the things that those people do. But God says, I'm looking beyond your exterior activity. God says, I'm investigating your heart. And I'm not pleased with what I see in your heart. And if you want to be pleasing to me, you got to get your heart right and forgive. Carlos, you got to get your heart right and forgive. So he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The word unrighteousness is to violate what is just, to make a decision that is wrong. And I love what God the Father does here because he forgives us and he cleanses us. Forgiveness means to lay something aside, to leave it alone, to send it away. Forgiveness. You know how when you ask someone to forgive you and really they just they keep it close at heart? They still have the book. You ask them to forgive you, and they're still carrying the video around. You know what I'm saying? Church, you know what I'm talking about? They want to keep bringing it up. But here's what I love about God. God, this is what God does. He said, your sins and iniquities I will forgive, and I will remember no more. I'm going to wipe the slate clean. And once I forgive you, I won't bring it up again. I won't remind you of what you did. I won't come back and play the movie. God's not going to put it on pause and rewind it, right? That's what the enemy does, right? But God's not going to... God's not going to put it on pause and rewind it. Our God in heaven, he doesn't have a DVR. He hasn't subscribed to the Spectrum and gotten a DVR. Our God doesn't work that way. When he says he's going to forgive, he forgives. And what makes me so happy is when God says he won't remember, he won't remember. And what I might remember, God doesn't remember. Your spouse might remember, but God doesn't remember. Your coworkers might remember, but God doesn't remember. Your children might remember, but God doesn't remember. And I'm so thankful because the one that really matters does not remember what I did, what you did. There's someone right now listening to this podcast listening to the sermon, and I want to stress right now, I want to say that God, He forgives you. He loves you. He does not remember. He is faithful and just. Let's go back to the verse. Verse 9. He is faithful and just to forgive us from all unrighteousness and cleanse us. And cleanse us. It's one thing to forgive, but how many of you know sometimes after you have forgiven, there's still a mess? Are you catching this? He will forgive us from all unrighteousness and cleanse us. So when I hear that word cleanse, and that's one thing I've been doing a lot more lately, and that's been giving me a lot of points at home, is cleaning a lot more, husbands, cleaning a lot more around the house. So this really stood out to me right here. He not only forgives us of our sin, but He cleanses us from our sin. You ever forgive somebody, or they've forgiven you, but there's still drama, there's still a mess? Will you forgive me? Yes. And they bounce, they leave, and there's still a mess. God is so amazing. He says, I can, Carlos, not only step in there, forgive you, but I'm going to clean the mess. He will clean up all my unrighteousness. And how did He do that? For the new believer, how does He clean up our unrighteousness? By sending His Son. And He did it by shedding His blood. The one who died on the cross, He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. He did that for me and you. He died and gave me the ability to be forgiven and cleansed. So that was God's actions. But there's another ingredient. Not only do we have God's actions, we have God's attributes. It says right here in verse 9, He is faithful and just. Attribute. The word faithful means He will keep His word. He will do what He said He would do. He is faithful. Sometimes people can be unfaithful. But I want to tell you this morning, don't compare God to people. God is always faithful. It's in His nature. It's who He is. If He said it, you could take it to the bank. If He said it, you could count it a done deal. Our God is faithful. Amen. You have to understand it's who He is. It's His character. You ever ask somebody to forgive you and they're like, yeah, sure. That's not how God works. You don't have to catch God on a good day. You don't have to talk to God on Friday. He's faithful every day, anytime. He's faithful and just. Just. Write that word down, just. He's faithful and just. He's a just God. This means He will always observe. He's just. He's always on the lookout. Right? He's a just God. He's divine. His divine laws are, you know, don't lose me right here. Don't lose me right here. When you start talking about laws, it's that word, man, laws. It's laws. Laws are a good thing. But thank God, Jesus came, and back in those days, He broke quite a bit of laws. You have to understand, God is divine law. But you know, with laws, there's a cause and effect. Just look at nature. With every action, there's a what? With every action, there's a, Yes. With every action, there's a reaction. So based on those laws, if you sin or do something wrong, there's going to be consequences. But just mean God wants to honor his divine laws. That's who he is. You see, divine law, check this out. Divine law steps in when the ball of judgment was headed the wrong direction. My personal basketball or football, pick a sport. Think of a sport right now. When we see divine law steps in and intercepts the ball that was heading straight to the touchdown punishment to be judged because that's what we deserve. And he steps in and brings divine law, and that rules on your and my behalf. He always wants to extend forgiveness to you and cleansing. That's God's attribute. And I don't know if you've noticed, but I put all A's in the front of these words, so they're all with, anyways. My last and final point, number three, acknowledgement. Acknowledgement. Number nine says, if we confess our sins, somebody say acknowledgement. Acknowledgement. This is the key right here that opens the door. If we confess our sins, if we acknowledge that we've done wrong, and understand that it's a condition. God the Father wants us to take ownership and to notice the wrong we have done. How many know pride can get in the way of that? But we have to be honest and know deep down in our hearts that what we did, it was wrong. There's a condition here. I know there's people that say our God he's unconditional. And you know, hey, I understand why they say that. But right here, there's some conditions. Look at verse number 6. It says, if we say, look at verse number 7. If we walk, look at verse number 8, if we look, number 10, if we say, verse number 9, if we confess, acknowledging, taking ownership, admitting, I've done wrong, and it's okay to admit. Men, it's okay to admit that we've done wrong. It's okay. Ladies, it's okay to admit when your husband's right. If he's ever right. If we're ever right. You know, many years ago, my wife and I'll never forget, we were having a discussion, a debate. And husbands, you know what I'm talking about right now already. You already know that, okay. You know what I'm talking about when I say debate. Just nod your head. Don't say amen. Okay? Actually, don't even nod your head right now. This is, if you want your day to go good, just look straight ahead. You know what I mean when my wife says we need to have a discussion and she said, I have a problem, honey. And you know, us as guys, we want to fix the problem. Okay, we don't have time right now to talk for hours. Let me fix this problem for you right now. How are we going to do this? What's the problem, baby? What's the problem? Honey, I have a problem. What is it? She said, I'm having a problem with you. Wait a second. All of a sudden, everything just stopped. Wait, you're having a problem with me? She goes, yes, I'm having a problem with you. I said, well, she goes, my problem is that you never admit when you're wrong. And I said, that's not true. Let's just say that was a bad day for me. No, let's just say that was a bad week for me. again, I want to remind you that was many years ago. I could testify today that I'm admitting more that yes, I'm wrong. But most importantly here, look, most importantly, this morning God loves an honest heart. That's what I'm trying to say. God, he loves an honest heart. Remember King David when he acknowledged his sin and when he slept with Bathsheba. And the prophet came and gave him a scenario, and all of a sudden King David's eyes were open and to what he had done. This morning, God has told me to also give you a scenario. And this one is an important one. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 through 15. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 through 15. For if we forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Verse 15, but if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And the NIV uses the word sin. If we forgive men their sin, God will also forgive our sin. But if we don't forgive men their sin, God the Father won't forgive our sin. Church, I want to ask you to open your heart this morning. It's okay to admit when we're wrong. You see, King David was remorseful. He was sorry. He admitted he was wrong. And God said, that's a man after my own heart. What moves the heart of God is when we're willing to admit we're wrong. When we're willing to lay down our pride, when we're willing to lay down that hurt, because church, I know it's, forgiveness is not an easy thing, especially when something has happened to you and it can affect your whole life. And when you hold on to that, it eats you alive. And God this morning is saying, hey, it's okay. Let me take that from you. But God says, I wanna forgive you of your unforgiveness. God is so merciful. He says, I want to forgive you for your unforgiveness. But this is where many people miss it right here, is when we minimize, right, sins, when we belittle those things, and we say, well, it's not that, this is how I've always been, this is who I am, God understands. No, church, we need to forgive. Our Heavenly Father in heaven forgave us. He forgives you, but he will not forgive us if we haven't forgave. I don't care what you've done. God doesn't care how long you've been doing it.
where you're from, who you are, your background, where you're at in life right now. God is ready to forgive you. We're going to sing a song right now, and as we sing this song, I want you to listen to the words of this song and let it sink into your heart, let it sink into your spirit. And if there are some people that are on your mind that, well, first and foremost, if you need God's forgiveness, you need to ask Him right now. If God has forgiven you, and yes, we're a work in progress, but maybe there's somebody you need to forgive, I would encourage you right now to maybe write those names down and give them to God and say, God, I give these to you. I give this person to you. I forgive.
Burdens down. I was lost, but now I'm found again. I'm made brand new in Jesus Christ. At the altar, give Him praise for what He's done. Give Him praise for His only Son, the Christ. Doesn't matter what you've done, because You're at the altar. So I lay my life down at Your feet, Lord. I live my life for only You. At the altar of
that fly. You could watch them as they go down and they go and grab the food for their babies, or they grab their meal for the day. But they say as an eagle gets older, the eagle will go down and will catch a fish, but the fish is too large. It's too heavy because the eagle is older. And instead of the eagle just letting go, there are times the eagle will just hang on. And what will end up happening is the eagle will drown. The eagle will sink into the water. And when I see that, and when I think of that, I think that there are people who are holding on to things, and it's going to take you down. It's too heavy for you. It's too heavy. And God says this morning, you need to give it to me. You need to hand me that. Let go and fly. Let go and live. Let go. the too much emotional energy you're holding on to, it's taking too much out of you right now. You need to let go right now. At your feet, Lord, I live my life for only you. At the altar, so I lay my life down.
At your feet, Lord,
I live my life for only you. At the altar, so I lay my life down at your feet, Lord. I live my life for only you. At the altar, so I lay my life down
at your feet, Lord.
Lay it down this morning.
Holy hell,
at the feet of Jesus,
at the altar of forgiveness,
at the altar of forgiveness,
of forgiveness. Whoa. And I lay my burdens down. I was lost, but now I'm found again. I'm made brand new in Jesus Christ. At the altar of forgiveness.
Amen. Amen, church. I want to encourage you again to take this time. Whoever's listening right now, whoever's going to be listening to it next week, maybe a month from now, there are people you need to forgive. And I would even encourage you to call them up and say, hey, I'm sorry. I've been holding something against you, and I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? Let them go. Let it go. Let it go and fly. God's ready to forgive you this morning. He's ready. He's ready to forgive you through his actions, because of his attributes. But will you acknowledge? Be blessed this morning. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Pastor Carlos. It's an honor. It's been a privilege for me to pray, to preach to you this morning. Be blessed this Sunday. Amen.
You're telling me I should let it go.
So take-